Good morning, A-Town. This Second Date Update is brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who's on the line this morning?
Nikki. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Nikki. How you doing?
Good morning.
I'm doing well. I mean, you know, a little worried about a little situation I got going on, but other than that, I'm all right.
What's the situation, baby? Let's talk.
I went on a date with this guy, and you know, the date went well. You know, we talked and things of that nature. Like, he really was interested. He really was trying to get to know me as a person. He really was interested. And we went on a few dates, and all of a sudden, he's not calling me back. He's not texting me back. Yeah, we're just, I don't know what happened to him. I'm kind of worried at this point. Maybe something bad had happened to him. So I'm trying to see if you guys could, you know, help me try to figure out where he at.
What's his name?
BJ.
BJ, okay.
So, Nikki, on you guys' date, you and BJ, did y'all get into any back and forth? Did you say anything about, I don't know, his mom, his kids? Did he see anything in your phone?
Not at all. I'm the type of person, like, if I'm talking to one person, I'm talking to one person. You know, face, phone up, everything like that.
Okay.
We didn't talk about his mother. We didn't get that deep to talk about each other's family anyway.
Right.
Because it was just like, you know, a couple of dates. But no, nothing bad happened. We didn't argue.
Okay, Nikki. Okay, baby. So a couple of dates. It all went well and just no call back.
That sounds strange,
no? No. It's not pretty normal. This is pretty much how it goes until we get BJ on the phone. So what we're going to do is find out from BJ what happened. And we'll see where you went wrong. We got you, girl. Just make sure you don't say anything until we tell you to come back on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so JLC, I really feel like because we don't know what happened, all we can do is say, hey, BJ, Nikki called. What'd you do?
Let me tell you something. I've had my fair share of Nikki's. I got two baby mama named Nikki's, and ain't nothing nice about it.
So you think she went crazy or
something? I have no idea. I just ain't nothing nice about it.
Let's see, chat.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. I speak to BJ.
Yeah, BJ. Who this is?
What's up, BJ? Hey, man, this is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and shout a bit, dog. You got a second?
Yeah. From the radio?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, what's going on? I done won some?
Yep, you won $94 worth of food stamps.
Run it.
if only BJ. Nah, that's actually,
you can't
our
say
comedian.
That,
Shawty.
That man, I think it's for real.
this is actually a joke.
Don't sue a BJ. Hey, look, though, for real, though, we got a statement on the show called Second Date Update, big dog. You got a second to just kind of like hear what's going on?
Yeah, I got a few minutes. What's going on?
All right, so a young lady called us up, man, and, you know, she's trying to figure out what's really going on, what's good, what you say she ain't really, you know, getting the same type of interaction from you as she was, kind of slowed down. She just want to see what's up.
Who are you talking about?
Her name is Nikki. You know a woman named Nikki?
Nikki.
That's her name.
Nikki.
Well, how many Nikkis do you know?
I know two.
Man, I can't believe she done put me out there like that, bro. Man, let me tell you something. See, Nikki, we were cool and everything. You know what I'm saying? We had went out a couple of times and all that, but then one day we had went back to her crib and all. You know, everything was good, man. But when we got in the bed, man, she, you know, she needed a haircut. Listen what I'm trying to say, man. She needed a haircut, man. I tried to call Bob and everything. She needed, it was real bad down there, bro. I couldn't do that, man. It needed some braids or something. I ain't know.
Don't do that? First of all, okay, BJ, we got no need for the joke.
Though.
But why wouldn't you just tell her?
I don't know a polite way to tell somebody that they need a haircut.
You got
there.
The wolf just, monkey. That what you think?
It was very bad. It was the wolf box.
Boys. So I have a question for you, BJ. Say we had her on the phone or something crazy like that. Would you be willing to let her know what she needs to do to correct the situation?
I mean, I was trying to avoid the whole thing all the way around. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know she was going to be calling the folks trying to
BJ,
put me on the radio.
BJ, we hear you, man, but she already on the phone.
Yeah, man.
What? But we helped you do it. At least she know the truth now.
Woofy, where you at, Woofy?
Don't do that. Her name is Nikki.
Nikki.
Woofy.
Are you serious? Like, you just going to say that on the radio? Like, you couldn't even have, like, been said something a little more subtle?
Cool. How you even get this new phone number? Like, how you even get your new phone number?
Don't do that. Wow.
I love that.
That's crazy.
I remember your mom, she had
that. No, that's a good question, though, Nick. How did you get this new phone number?
Nick, how you get my phone number? I'm talking about when I got in the car to go home, y'all, it was pube hairs all on my shirt and everything, man.
It was not that bad.
Oh, my God.
It was real bad. You can see it through the pants.
BJ, can she just explain herself?
Nikki, when was the last time you groomed down? When was the last time you shaved?
Or is that something that you even do? You know, some people just don't.
I don't do that. Like, I'm not a person that shaves, wax, all that little stuff. Nowadays, dude. No. I like to keep mine, you know, all together. I like to keep my skin intact and together. And
so is it like
stuff.
Let me ask you something, Nikki. Hold on, Nikki. BJ, yeah. So is it like the fluffy, manageable, or is it like T.I. hair on the top of your head down the real nappy.
Like 15 brothers holding their fists up.
Like
it was Wakanda down there.
You guys. Have you ever had this be a situation before where a guy is wanting you to shave or is saying something about you being so natural?
I mean,
that wasn't natural.
Not that I know of.
Those hairs will cut you. On your face.
No, they're not even that.
No, they will. When a man goes down there, you know what I'm saying? Them hairs have to keep going back. It kind of rubs. It's like carpet burn on your face.
Yeah.
But the same thing happens to us girls. If y'all got hair down there. And yeah. Then
but we got extension.
Yeah, because if you, listen, as a woman, if she makes it to the hair as a woman, it's one of two things.
You got a good throat on you.
Or you really small.
Okay, guys. Okay, again, we're going to wrap this up right here.
BJ, if she, you know what I'm saying, maintain that situation down there, if she get them hedges trimmed, will you give her a second date?
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. You got to do more than trim the Amazon park.
I'm not hearing this right now.
You got to go in there with the tractors, with the backhoes, with the wheels.
You need some bush.
Okay, thank you, BJ. Thank you so much. Nikki, I'm sorry we couldn't come to a conclusion with BJ. It seems he is very far out there. It is what it is.
Anybody else
cool.
out there likes it, call me.
Okay, girl, you heard her. She's single, and she's ready to trim and mingle.
All right, A-Town, that is. I guess they will not be picking up this $50 gift card from 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. So we'll just wait until we get our next second date update and see if we can help them out. But A-Town, y'all know what time it is. Y'all got to call us up, and let's talk about it. 404-352-0945. Keep it where you got it. Streets Fest 2K18. On the way, Streets 94.5.